ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 29, verse today is 14. Sha eva bhakti yogakhya atyantika udahrita jenati vrajya trigunam mad भावयोपपद्यते स एव भक्ति योगख्या आत्यंतिका उदाहृता जेनाति व्रज त्रिगुणम् मद्भावोपपद्यते स एव भक्ति योगख्या अत्यंतिका उदाहृता जेनाति व्रज त्रिगुणम् मद्भावयोपपद्यते स एव भक्ति योगख्या अत्यंतिका उदाहृता जेनाति व्रज त्रिगुणम् मद्भावयोपपद्यते। स एव भक्ति योगख्या अत्यंतिका उदाहृता जेनाति व्रज त्रिगुणम् मद्भावयोपपद्यते। स दिस एव इंडीड भक्ति योगा डिवोशनल सर्विस अख्या कॉल्ड अत्यंतिका the highest platform, udārita, explained, jena, by which, ativrajya, overcoming, trigunam, three modes of material nature, madbhāvaya, to my transcendental stage, upapadyate, one attains. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. By attaining the highest platform of devotional service, as I have explained, one can overcome the influence of the three modes of material nature and be situated in the transcendental stage as is the Lord. By attaining the highest platform of devotional service, as I have explained, one can overcome the influence of the three modes of material nature and be situated in the transcendental stage as is the Lord. Purport. Sripad Shankaracharya, who is supposed to be the leader of the impersonalist school of philosophers, has admitted in the beginning of his comments on Bhagavad Gita that Narayan, the Supreme Personality of the Godhead, is beyond the material creation. Except for him, everything is within the material creation. It is also confirmed in the Vedic literature that before the creation there was only Narayan. Neither Lord Brahma nor Lord Shiva existed. Only Narayan, or the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu or Krishna, is always in the transcendental position beyond the influence of material creation. The material qualities of goodness, passion, and ignorance cannot affect the position of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, he is called Nirguna, free from all tinges of material qualities. Here the same fact is confirmed by Lord Krishna, like Kapila. One who is situated in pure devotional service is transcendentally situated, as is the Lord. Just as the Lord is unaffected by the influence of the material modes, so too are his pure devotees. One who is not affected by the three modes of material nature is called a liberated soul or Brahmabhuta soul. Brahmabhuta prasannatma is the stage of liberation. Aham Brahmasmi, I am not this body. This is applicable only to the person who constantly engages in devotional service of Krishna and is thus in the transcendental stage. He is above the influence of the three modes of material nature. It is the misconception of the impersonalist that one can worship any imaginary form, the Lord, or Brahman, and at the end merge in the Brahman effulgence. Of course, to merge into the bodily effulgence, Brahman, of the Supreme Lord, is also liberation, as explained in the previous verse. Ekatva is also liberation, but that sort of liberation is never accepted by any devotees. For qualitative oneness is immediately attained as soon as one is situated in devotional service. For a devotee, that qualitatively equality, which is the result of impersonal liberation, is already attained. He doesn't have to try for it separately. It's clearly stated here that simply by pure devotional service, one becomes qualitatively as good as the Lord himself. So this verse is like a preaching verse. You can learn this verse and you can quote this verse for preaching. Because there are like special verses in the Bhagavad Gita, there are special verses in the Bhagavatam. All the verses are important. There are certain verses which you can use for preaching as a reference. Important verses. There are heaps of verses in the Bhagavatam and the Bhagavad Gita that we should actually learn. You're talking to, when you're preaching to people, especially in India, Indian people, they like to hear the verses quoted from the scriptures, Sanskrit verses. That makes you more clarify the points. So this is the position of a devotee. He is purified devotee. We talk about Sudha. Sudha means pure. Pure, we also explain, like purity is the force. Yeah. Purity is force. When you are pure, then you can receive nicely everything. There are different types of purity. Material purity, there's no such thing as material purity. Clarity, I've worked for a diamond company. They always talk about a clean diamond. They don't say you wash it with soap. Clean diamond means clarity. They talk about clarity, means when you look at it, it's nicely cut, it has a good table, it's not flat, and they talk about, most importantly, is clarity, that you can't really see it. You have to use a loop, you know, like we use glass to see. So when you look at it, you think, wow, it's so nice, so beautiful, and so, but actually, they have a lot of tricks. If you look at a diamond, they put a lot of lights shining. They say, wow. So, but actually, it doesn't have much color. A good diamond has a lot of color, a white color. So it's already shining. Any light will reflect on it. So if you want to see it, if it's how good it is, you have to see it from sideways. Then you can't see the light. It's dark. It's not clarity. We have to use a loop to see this small speck of black spot inside. that you can't really see it, you have to see it. So we think, oh, but actually the point is that clarity is, we can't really notice. We can see someone, oh, and we determine something or make a judgment. But we all know ourselves how pure we are. I can't make a judgment on you. That's not actually always good Vaishnava way to judge people, but we can know ourselves how Krishna conscious we are. Just like when you're fasting, just like we did the other day on Gaur Purnima, we're fasting all day. You feel hungry. I don't really feel hungry because I'm always fasting every day anyway, normally. I eat less. So, but when you eat all this prasadam upstairs, I was doing kirtan here and I went up and I didn't really feel hungry. And then I just had a cup of, fruit salad. They were giving me, loading up all the plates, and I had a sabji. And when I sat down to eat, after I had the cup of fruits, I couldn't eat anything else. I was already full. So, we know ourselves, you know, how we are conducting ourselves. Are we satisfied with ourselves? What we do, are we actually satisfied? So in Krishna consciousness, same way, we are performing our devotional service every day. You know yourself how satisfied you are with this process of bhakti yoga. Because you're doing it every day. So even if you're not doing it, you're somewhere else, you're not in the temple with the devotees, but how Krishna conscious you are, that depends on your purity. Pure means, they always talk about pure bhakti. You know, there are some groups they call pure bhakti. So pure bhakti is not always it's just talk, but actually you can feel it. It's all about feeling, experiencing. Experiencing Krishna consciousness, you feel ecstatic. You want to say, oh, just jump in the holy name and experience the nectar of Krishna consciousness. We always talk like this. Prabhupada always gives the example of the honey bottle. You can lick outside, but actually, if you really want to taste, you know, nice jar of honey, you have to open it and drink it. And not just like that, but we have it all the time here in the Charanamrita. And I remember living in Hong Kong, that people didn't come to the temple in the morning. They didn't have the Charanamrita. And I mean, here also we have such tasty Charanamrita. It's not that they are adding water, but that's how they are worshipping the deity, with such honey and butter and ghee and like this, and yogurt. And it's like a drink itself. And it's not that you need to drink a cup of it, you can just have a little bit of it and it feels so satisfying. But I know when I first joined in Mayapur, they have same idea. Doesn't matter how poor the temple is, they always make really, really nice Charanamrita with, you know, rich Charanamrita. Even in Mayapur in the 70s. So when everyone's gone, I just have a cup, you know. Because what they do, when the original Charanamrita is finished, they just put water and tulsi to give to the people. It doesn't matter who takes it or not. So no one is checking. So I have a big cup of it and it's almost empty. And the pujaris come, they put water in it for the people that come. So you have to experience Krishna consciousness, you need to really relish it. Relish it means you need to observe. Process is always there. If you don't observe yourself, you don't experience it, how you can enjoy it? Enjoyment, even materialistic people, if you want to enjoy the material world, they work hard. They earn the money and try to enjoy. Try to. But in Krishna consciousness, like Prabhupada explains here, right from the beginning of devotional service, you can attain that highest happiness by chanting Hare Krishna, by associating devotees. Right in the beginning, the first day you join, you will feel that experience of Krishna consciousness that people are striving for thousands of years. That is the power of devotional service. Instantly. They always write, instant coffee, instant this, instant that. But the idea comes from devotional service. Instant Krishna consciousness gives you instant happiness. That's a fact. That's why you are all here. In India, you go to India, on small temples, the people are crowded to get to the temple to see the deity. And they open a door for a few minutes and they close it again. People dying to see the deity for just for a couple of minutes. They get to the temple. I went to one temple in Gujarat. Everyone had they were selling flour and food, sweets to offer to the deity. And so my friend said, you know, we've got to get to the front before otherwise. So we went to the temple right in the 1 hour, 2 hour early. So there was hardly anyone around. And it was getting closer to the time to open the temple. It was getting crowded. So we were right in the front. And so everybody, when they opened the curtain, everybody had their the boga on their hands like this. Because there was no space to hold it on the side of your body. It was like this. So everybody had, and they were saying, oh, you know, they're saying the name of the deity. And they were taking the offering from your hand, the pujaris. They were so crowded. And there was one old lady, she could hardly, she was squashed up in between people. I felt sorry. I said, I was telling my friend, maybe she'll pass away. Look at her. So I said, please give, I was trying to push people aside so she can have some space. So the extent of their love for Krishna, they didn't care. They didn't have much facility. Like here we have, we have fan. They had fan, but you can still feel so hot. It was so hot. People are sweating. You couldn't move. But they didn't mind because they thought this is the pleasure that they can get to see the deity for a few minutes and offer the offerings to the deity. That's their pleasure. And there were others who could just not go there, stay at the back. But that endeavor, Krishna says, the endeavor you make for Krishna, any little bit of endeavor, that is the concept of bhakti, the process of devotional service, your endeavor, even it be a little bit. And we experienced that this Gaurapunima festival. I was telling devotees that I have been, Gaurapunima since 1970s, so many festivals, Mayapur and different places in the world, had really, really good, really nice Gaurapunima here, one of the best. Yeah, I didn't feel tired or hungry, I mean, the first Gaurapunima we had in Mayapur, I was like, as small as this boy here, I was like, by 4 o'clock, starving. And they had prasadam for the kids. And it was around 4 o'clock, we had to still fast. 4 o'clock, fruits, and some gurbadam, peanuts with sugar. And then, but now, I don't feel hungry. It was 7:30, we're still here, going on at kirtan, and I didn't feel any hungry. Like this, Bhakta was telling, people say, we didn't want to stop. So, like it says here, that the process of Krishna consciousness is the nature of Krishna consciousness that automatically, right in the beginning level, puts one on happiness, transcendental happiness. You can be happy, so many other things. You see, we go on a Harinam, we see, I look at the pub, people drinking, and you go around the block. After an hour, we came back, still drinking. And then we could be, the other day on a Gaurapunima in a Harinam, and we were going around twice, and 2 hours later, and then we went up, and that devotee says, you all go Harinam, and you'll go back, and we'll continue. So, wow, it was already over 2 hours, and they still want to go out. So, yeah, I said, yeah, fine. But I came back, and they went out again in a Harinam. So that means, what is the question of your tiredness? What is, how are you affected by, like we're talking here in this verse, affected by the three modes of material nature? The devotee is not affected by it. If you are a yogi or a transcendentalist in the material world, you have to endeavor thousands of years to overcome the modes of nature and to attain this platform of liberation. Prabhupada explains here, you're liberated already. The first day you step into the temple, you're already liberated. Just by chanting Hare Krishna once. It's mentioned, somebody says, Hare Krishna, yeah, Hare Krishna, Hare Ram. There goes again. And here goes the Haris. They're getting the same benefits as we chanting Hare Krishna, even though just mocking at us. Because that's what it does. Devotional service, chanting Hare Krishna, is so pure. It can give one that pure happiness in the heart. We talk about happiness, but happiness is different level. Material happiness is short-term and temporary, and it's frustrating, isn't it? I was asking you how long you are here. So many of you have, you know, you have to stay here according to your visa. And you said, "Oh, I'm here another 1.5 years. I'm so happy. I could be here in this Melbourne temple just one and a half year more." And I said, "You remember that? So the time, we're limited by time, but it doesn't matter. You can enjoy every moment of Krishna consciousness. Every moment. While you can. Because we don't know how long we're here in this world. You can enjoy Krishna consciousness while we have the opportunity. You know, we always think of ourselves in our back of our mind. We think, "Oh, I have this problem, that problem." Throw it out. Who cares how long we have in this world? So, to go over the material modes of material natures for a devotee is nothing. For those who are not devotees, they have to practice everything but in detail. But if you're chanting Hare Krishna, you already overcome. We're not affected by hunger, we're not affected by lust, anger, greed. We're doing the Harinam chanting so ecstatically. Where is the time for it? That time. Right? Where is the time to think of something else? Your mind is so absorbed. But then when we work very hard, push our mind to think of other things, then is the trouble. But actually, Krishna consciousness is very easy. Srila Prabhupada used to say, it's very easy. Here it's so hard to become un-Krishna conscious. It's so much service, so much devotional service, such beautiful deities. So you have to work very hard to be in Maya. Even you go to the ashram, everyone's sitting around, talking about Krishna, taking prasadam. I haven't seen anyone lying around there. Every time I have been here 4 months, I go into the ashram, I haven't seen anyone lying around. They're all sitting there taking prasadam and talking, relishing Krishna consciousness every time. Or someone is chanting. Ashram, you know, usually people go around sleeping, full of ignorance. I didn't feel any of that. Easily, right? You get up in the morning, you need to clean. I remember when we were in Gurukul, I was brought up in Gurukul, and I had to get up in the morning and clean the area where he slept, because it says it's ignoring is still there, it's hovering in that area. So to clean the place. But I didn't see anybody sleeping there. Maybe because I finished my deity worship, like the nights I cook, it's 9 o'clock. I go to the ashram, maybe 9:15, everybody sleep. In the daytime, you're all chanting and talking about Krishna. So here, there's very hard for you to become in Maya. So always, this is the perfect place for us to become Krishna conscious. That's why the temple, Srila Prabhupada made this wonderful temple all over the world so we can become Krishna conscious. Anybody, anywhere, if you're a devotee, go to anywhere in the world, we have the beautiful Hare Krishna centers. Prabhupada says these are oases of Krishna consciousness. The embassies of the spiritual world. The windows to the spiritual world. Here, right here. And here, in this temple, you see it's just like, you walk in here, you don't want to go out. Vaikuntha. Vaikuntha. Oh, we haven't been to Vaikuntha, but when you be here, you say, "Oh, this is Vaikuntha." So no, I haven't been to where, it's just a description. But you can actually feel it. That is the platform of Krishna consciousness. When you chant Hare Krishna, when you associate devotees, when you observe yourself in the chanting, you'll feel that. It's not something you talk about it. You can experience it right here. Just like, I remember I was traveling with Indradhunu Swami in Poland way back in the 90s. And we were out in the Harinam every day, like the whole day, 6 hours, 7 hours. We didn't have morning program. Just get up, chant our rounds, Bhagavatam class, take prasadam out in the street. That's it. 6 hours, 7 hours. I was playing the drum whole day. I had a backache for years afterwards. The yoga and it's gone. And then one day I said, "Oh, I don't want to go today. I feel tired and it's too much chanting. So there's no place to hide. Everyone can see who's where. So I thought, if you went to Gurukuli, you know all the tricks. So I thought I'd hide in the toilet. That's the best place. Nobody will check there. And then from the toilet, you can look out the window, and it goes down to the street. And I saw, you know, Indudu Maharaj, all the devotees getting in the van and the bus, and going for Harinam. So I just waited till everybody left. then I heard somebody running across the floor, looking for me. And then they went down, oh, we couldn't find him. I didn't know where. So then they went, that was the last person. They went down, everyone's gone, I came out. So, and I felt so bored on that day. I was thinking, wow, I wish I went. Even though I was tired, this and that, but I felt really, really bored. After, like 1 hour later, 2 hours later, I thought, oh, I wish I went out.
Addiction.
Hmm?
Addiction.
Yeah, addiction, Krishna consciousness. So if you go on a Harinam and say, I won't stay back today, I won't go, you will feel really, really bad. And then when you go look for the devotees, or you go to the city and you see the devotees on the other side of the road, and you yourself in the other side, opposite side, and you see the devotees chanting, so happy, you think, oh, you feel so bad, you're missing out. And you can really see they're really enjoying Krishna consciousness. But we don't notice it. Where ourselves, when you're doing it, in the process of Krishna, when we are chanting, we don't notice that. You think, oh, we take it casually. But actually, there's so much enjoyment in Krishna consciousness. So that's why I'm saying that you need to observe in the process of devotional service, then automatically you will overcome the material nature. And no doubt about that. But we work very hard to go into Maya, then obviously the Maya is looking for you. Then, oh yeah. But you know, Krishna is the source of everything. He is the controller of everything. Material nature, Krishna is working under his direction. You can't be in Maya because Krishna controls that. So if you're Krishna conscious, you know that verse, if you're in the shadow and the sun is very near. What is that? So if you are in the sun, no question of shadow there. It's very, you're right near there. So we need to stay in the sun of Krishna consciousness, the light of Krishna consciousness, the fire of Krishna consciousness. Krishna Surya Sama Maya Hai Andhakar. Maya Hai Andhakar. Andhakar means darkness. Maya is darkness. Surya Hai, the light, the sun. You need to stay in the sun. Maybe in Melbourne there's less sun. It's always cloudy. Or UK. You never see the sun. It's always raining and cloudy. I remember we were landing, we were going to Europe. Everybody in the plane said, oh yeah, this is England. This is never sun rises here. It's always raining and cloudy. There's the curse of the Brahmanas. And then everybody knew. So, but even we find ourselves Krishna conscious even in that. There's a beautiful temple, like I said. Everywhere you go in the world, there's beautiful ISKCON temple. So, so wonderful. Thanks. You can be in that temple, in that association of devotees. It feels so great. I was just telling some of the devotees when they have done Harinam in some places called Lithuania, a small country in Europe, Eastern Europe before. And in the 90s, that time, in Russia, it's quite austere. There's no the pusharam. If you want to eat nice pusharam, forget it. You have to come to Melbourne temple. There was no halava. I never saw it. They don't even know what halava is in those countries. They should read in the book. Oh yeah, halava, yeah. They don't know what it is. Semolina is like, oh. So we have breakfast. Before we go out, we had breakfast. It was Khichdi. Yeah, there's no khichdi, it's real khichdi here. But it was just liquid water with some vegetables and some wheat things. There's no rice. Yeah, some wheat, broken wheat, and no rice, no dal. It's mostly water. Everyone just, they're drinking it. Khichdi eat with the hand, or they're drinking it. So. And then they had potatoes. It was very ugly potatoes. Small ones. Kind of look like that. And then they would bake that. They bake it so much it's like become crunchy. Even like a hollow in the middle, like a pompadour. That's baked potato. And we had that for breakfast. That's in Russia. And you're going to Harinam. But they were not complaining. They were so happy eating that and going out of Harinam. And I was with Indraduna Swami. I said, Maharaj, you know, I don't know how long I live like this. This prasadam is so austere. And I have to play the Medanga all day. I need the energy. You know, so I said, can I just go away for a few days to France and I'll come back and I can have some nice prasadam there. It's very near. I could fly there and back in a couple hours. He said, oh, you're in Maya. Yeah. So then, you see, he said, you see the devotees here. They're taking such simple prasadam and they're working so hard. They're so happy. They're not complaining. So, you put condition on Krishna consciousness. It's conditioning. So that, you have to overcome that. They're not affected by all the material, any material situations. It doesn't. They're enjoying the they're on the spiritual platform. That's what it means. Here, you know, we see, you know, sometimes we go up and see, you know, who cooked today and what the prasadam's like and you know, what's in it. And then we go away. We don't need it. So, oh yeah, today is cooked by so and so, it's better. And it's much nicer, and I will stay back. And sometimes people are peeping through the door and who's cooking. And the corner of the eye, they're looking at what the prasadam look like, even though it's not offered. Oh, yeah. Then they turn up, then I know. You know, it looks good, so they come. But actually, you have to be very, very careful that we don't become attached to sense enjoyment in the form of Krishna consciousness. Attachment. We always talk about attachment, isn't it? Asakti. Attachment, detachment. It's a very important point. If we are attached to Krishna consciousness, material attachment, then we're not becoming attached to Krishna. That's what blocks us from Krishna consciousness. Attachment is the key word. It blocks us from getting that pleasure. So you can get your nice pakora and your halwa, but you may not necessarily get bhakti. You'll get that. They have plenty. You can get in India, they have for breakfast hot puri and halwa, any Indian family. So, but if you really enjoy Krishna consciousness, you're not attached to anything material. You're happy with anything. There are Goswamis, they just ate very little. But we don't want to talk about that here in this temple. Because here we have so much prasadam. Enjoy that. Enjoy Krishna consciousness. Take prasadam and give yourself fully. And I am sure in this temple, everyone is very happy. It's because you have everything. You don't need to talk about, you know, detachment. Or this. Throw that away. Be attached to Krishna consciousness by taking prasadam. And enjoy the blissful Krishna consciousness. Okay, you are in somewhere in Lithuania, Russia, okay. there have it. But here we have it. So relish that. That's the blessing of Radha Vallabha. Each temple has its uniqueness. And this temple is very unique. Believe me, because I have been to all the temples in the world, more or less, Europe and everywhere. This temple is very unique because here Radha Vallabha is giving unlimitedly, abundantly mercy to everybody. They have breakfast, dinner, and lunch for free upstairs. Anyone from the street can walk up and eat there. I was amazed. Came here, said, well, you have to cook. They say you have to cook for the, you know, lunch for the deity. Oh, that's easy. No problem. I cook so many temples in the world, I've cooked. you know, I could just fast cook. And I said, no, you got to cook for, you know, 100 people. I said, okay. So it's not, so we need to cook for the people as well, not just the deity. So here, so I thought the deity is very merciful. It's not just deity is taking for himself. He's getting, he's also including the guest and the devotees. What he eats, everyone else is eating. I remember with the, when I was in Gurukul, they never allowed us to be, you know, when the sannyasis are eating, we didn't go near them because they're always having special pusharam. You know, we're eating simple. So maybe we become jealous or something and give a bad look and they may get sick. So one time I got in, so one of Maharaj was talking in Vrindavan. They were staying in the guest house. So some reason the Gurukul boys had to go see Maharaj for something. So there's five or six of us were talking with Maharaj. And while he was talking with us, they bought steaming hot halwa and the puri is just being cooked. You can see the steam coming off and puffed. Really, we never get that in Gurukul much, only on the feast days. And they're having breakfast. And then so many other things, you know, mangoes and so on. So we're just looking at it with a voice. So Maharaj said, this is only for the sannyasis. So. You guys, when you become sannyasi, you can have it. I said, oh yeah, sure. So, this is a long time ago. If you go to Mayapur Vrindavan, it's never the situation. There's so much pusharam around, you can go and eat. So anyway, Krishna consciousness is full of happiness. When you see only enjoyment, material enjoyment, then it will block you from getting that transcendental pleasure looking for. It's in our heart. We are born with bhakti. We are born with love for Krishna. But because we are associated with material nature in this material world, the material nature is rubbed onto it. We have to wipe that off. Just throw it out. Ramakrishna Maharaj used to say, just like when you go to the temple, you leave your shoes outside. So when you come in the temple, you leave all your stuff in your head, all your material desires, leave it out there. Then you can relish Krishna consciousness. But how you can chant Hare Krishna and relish Krishna consciousness when you're full of anarthas, desires in your heart and your mind is not clean? Cheta darpanam marjanam, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, you need to cleanse the heart by chanting Hare Krishna. So if you're not chanting Hare Krishna, I'm not feeling the pleasure because your heart's not cleansed. We're holding on to material desires, so that's blocking us. Like you all go on the online, I see some people saying something or something and not in line, just block them, cut them off. Or someone saying bad things, so like that. See, you don't feel comfortable with material things, just throw it out, block it. Chant Hare Krishna, fully. What's the problem? Prabhupada, this is a this Krishna consciousness is so easy. He is chanting Hare Krishna, taking prasadam, singing, dancing. What else do you need? It's so blissful. Why you look so unhappy? He used to say, why do you look so unhappy? And here we work so hard, but I haven't seen anyone that really that much complaining. I complain time to time, but too much work. Some say, this is Melbourne Temple, a lot of service here. Right? That's what the wonderful thing is. If it's less service, not much to do, then we'll be bored. We have to fill ourselves the time, Krishna consciousness all the time, completely filled up. No time for anything. Even no time to be sick. The disease can't attack you because you're so observed. You take a shower, you chant, and you're always ecstatic. There's no time to be sick. So if you really want to observe ourselves and come over the material nature, modes of material nature, we need to practice Krishna consciousness deeply. Like someone was saying, fish, there's big fish, they're under the sea. They never come up. The small fish are all floating around. It's got deep, the big fish. So I think Radhanath Maharaj was saying, like a small fish, they're up the top, and There's hawks. They come and swoop one out. But they can never get the big fish. They're down in the bottom of the water. So if we are Krishna conscious enough, we're deeply absorbed in the process of devotional service. Those birds can get us. The material nature can touch us. Yeah. This is easy. Because material nature is working in Krishna's nature. If you observe in Krishna, Krishna will tell Maya, leave them alone. That's simple. Not only that, we need to pray to Krishna. Krishna, please. You see, people coming all the time, they're praying. We need to pray to Krishna, please allow us to develop love for you. Allow us to develop taste for chanting Hare Krishna. Pray, we have to pray. So when we pray to Krishna, Krishna will give us His mercy, give us His blessings to do service, give us His mercy, then that time we will be able to feel the Shakti, spiritual potency. You see, sometimes devotees do so much service, as unlimited service. We only have 2 arms. They're doing more work than they have, like they have 10 arms. The Krishna empowers them. They pray to Krishna for it. One devotee was preaching to me, was in Hong Kong. He said, you know, he's in an authority, in a position to preach to me. But anyone can preach to me. So he was telling me, you know, you should be more, come to the temple more, and should be here. You know, you prayed to Krishna for it. And Krishna is giving you, and you're not taking it. Exactly. We pray to Krishna, and then Krishna gives us, we don't want to take it. Here, go to Harinam. Here, chant Hare Krishna. Here, offer food to me. Like Krishna said, Manmana, worship me. And then, but we don't, when the process is there, we're not doing it. We're always rejecting it. Oh, I'm tired, or this, or that. So, the idea is to fully observe ourselves. And if we don't, then we find ourselves miserable. So if you want to be happy in Krishna consciousness, simply observe in the process of devotional. Satatam kirtayantamam. Always chanting my glories, bowing down before me, endeavoring with great determination. Satatam kirtayantamam jatantasya dhirabhata. Great determination. You have to work hard for it. Then only you will get Krishna consciousness. Bhakti comes for those who work for it. Just like the birds, the mother birds will bring food for the children birds. They're cheaper, then the mother will give to the one that's more enthusiastic. So similarly, if you are utsaha nishaya daryat, we have to be very enthusiastic, then we'll become qualified. Okay. That's the process. Hare Krishna. Any questions?
I happened to meet Bhaktivinoda Menon in England, and Giriraj Maharaj was there. Giriraj Maharaj, you know, he was in Bombay. So they told, Giriraj Maharaj himself told that his parents were very anxious. They were US, very rich parents. Billionaire, and they were writing letters when he was in Bombay, telegrams sending, no reply. Ultimately, the mother decided to come to Bombay. And Giriraj Maharaj didn't want to go back to the US at home. He said, I'm so fixed now in Bombay, so far, that he didn't want to go back. So mother came, and Giriraj Maharaj told him, brought her to Prabhupada. So Prabhupada said, well, if you want to take him, I have no objection, you can take him. So the mother said, well, if he's so happy, I don't want to disturb him, but I am worried about only one thing. How is he going to get proteins? So Prabhupada asked him to get some sandesh. So he brought a sandesh. Chant and be happy. Prabhupada always chant and be happy.
influence.
Then you are chanting. So yeah. Infectious. The devil starts chanting. Thank you.
Yeah, it's the same thing for all of us, that when we we all have some situation when we have to think that we are dependent on something material and we miss out Krishna consciousness, we will not get that. But actually everything is there in Krishna consciousness. We don't miss out anything.
Srila Prabhupada had such naive vision.
Yeah.
He gave me Jayaprakash Swami, Jayaprakash, Bhakti Tara Swami, Giriraj.
Yeah.
He gave me Krishna. So he knew who he was and he gave such names. And they are so nice all over the world. So it's amazing how much and changing.
Yes, bro.
Have you ever had times where you stop getting taste, genuinely tasting service?
However, I don't get it. Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm always feeling the taste. That's why I could do it. Oh. I haven't told before, the day I joined Krishna consciousness, the second day I was chanting 16 rounds. And not just going around, walking around. Sit down one place and look at the deity, 16 rounds till I get up. Finish 16 rounds, then I get up. Just chanting. 2 hours. I don't know if I have taste or not, but I just did it. I felt good. So, don't worry about taste or not. We have to be dutiful in the beginning, and then experience, then it will come. By practicing, putting ourselves as per duty, we do it, and then gradually the taste will come. But if we don't do it at all, how will we get the taste? Right from beginning, you know what I mean? So I'm not getting the taste. But even when you are doing, we are not actually putting our mind to it. We're thinking of something else, then we miss the point. We fall asleep while we're chanting because maybe our mind's not on the mantra, so then you fall asleep. But if you observe on it, you're over it, you control, you focus, then you don't fall asleep. But because, so we need to, I feel the taste, but I know I feel really good. If I did something else, I wouldn't feel so good at chanting. And I know for so many years I'm singing and dancing, our body feels tired, but spiritually there's so much enlivening. It's never an ending, Krishna consciousness. But our body feels tired, that is a fact, because body is material. But even so, when we are doing the singing and dancing and chanting, we don't feel as much. It's only when you stop and start to think of putting ourselves in the material conditioning, then we feel that. The taste is always there.
It's just like when you go out into the real world and all the ads and everything is geared towards the illusion of so-called happiness.
Mm. Exactly.
And the flip side is Krishna consciousness is overbringing you.
Yeah, that's what it says here, that impersonalist. There's one aspect of God realization to see impersonalist, that they see everything is one, material. So if they may enjoy the material side of Krishna consciousness, even in this in terms of impersonalism, but illusory happiness. They're not really enjoying the real happiness. They're just licking outside the bottle. They're not getting it. You have to, I just gave the example, you have to open the bottle and drink the contents, then to be able to actually relish it. So you're licking outside the bottle, that's just, there's a verse, there's a chewing the chew. In India, they make the sugar cane juice. Here is not so. And they put the sugar cane through. They try to make sure that every drop of juice is out of the sugar cane and throw it in the ground, and then the cow comes along and they eat it, try to get some juice out of that. So that's the distinction. The enjoyment in the material world is very limited. So spiritually, it's full of juice, full of happiness. It's endless. Just chanting Hare Krishna. What do you get out of chanting Hare Krishna? But there's all Krishna is there in the name. You're experiencing that. Om Purnamada Purnamidam. Like taking one piece of shandesh, Prabhu was saying, a rasagula or a gulab jamun. It feels so nice. It's not the same as you get the Indian shop from gulab jamun. It's spiritual here. It's very different. Even people will tell you, when people came here, they said, you know, your Hare Krishna here, we eat the same thing we eat at home, you know, spinach and the palak paneer and all this, but here is something different. They'll tell you, it's not the same. His bhakti is Krishna has tasted it. It's spiritual food. It's touching our heart. So, exactly. So, if we want to compare the material things, there's no comparison. It's transcendental.
As you said, nitya siddhi Krishna prem is in everybody's heart, love for Krishna. But it has to be awakened.
Yeah.
But we are covered with so much materialism that our love cannot manifest.
So these are the temples where we can open our heart, clear away. This is like Rabbi Sukha, this is like the hospitals where we go and get cured. These temples are like the places where we can purify ourselves. It's not just cleaning the body, clean the heart. These are the places where we chant Hare Krishna, do our service, and training places, the training grounds, spiritual training grounds.
Yogamur Swami was saying the other day, on 2nd of March he gave a lecture. You have got so much information, and if there is no transformation,
I remember that, yeah. Okay, Hare Krishna.